Our free podcast is made possible by contributions to Stardate and your local radio station. Please visit stardate.org to make a donation, to subscribe to our paid premium same-day audio, or to sponsor Stardate for a day. Stardate September 14th. TRAPPIST-1 is about as puny as a star can get. It's less than 10% as massive as the Sun, and less than 0.1% as bright. Yet astronomers spend a lot of time studying it because it's home to one of the most interesting planetary systems yet found. The system consists of 7 known planets. All of them are closer in than Mercury. The solar system's innermost planet is to the Sun. And 5 of them are about the same size and mass as Earth. And several of the planets could reside in the star's habitable zone. That's the distance from the star where temperatures are just right for liquid water, a key ingredient for life. That doesn't mean that those planets are habitable. Depending on the composition of their atmospheres, some of them could be hotter than Venus, hot enough to melt lead. And the outer planet could be an ice ball. What's more, although the star is feeble, it sometimes produces giant outbursts of energy and charged particles. They could strip away a planet's atmosphere or change its chemistry. Either one could render the planet unable to support life. Even so, one of the system's planets is considered a reasonable home for life, and we'll talk about that tomorrow. TRAPPIST-1 is in Aquarius, which is in the southeast at nightfall. It's near the border with Pisces. But even though the star is only 40 light-years away, it's far too faint to see without a big telescope. We have more sky-watching tips, astronomy news, and much more about the universe in Stardate magazine. Details at stardate.org. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.